Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in chapter 28, Self-Talk on Shabbos, the Day of Serenity. Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, is the day that we celebrate the creation of the universe. It is a day of inner peace and serenity. It is a day when we are told to consider mundane work to be totally completed and finished. Our minds are to be clear to reflect on the meaning and the holiness of this special day. Yesterday, we had things to take care of. Tomorrow, we will have things to take care of. But today, the mental space needs to be totally calm and clear. This is a weekly exercise in the mastery of serenity. If one's mind wanders to the worries and concerns that are normal on any other day of the week, on this day one brings it back to inner peace. On this special day, all is considered completed. Shabbos is also a day of gratitude. It is a day when we are grateful for the entire creation and the entire universe. We have much to be grateful for. At times, we might forget to be as grateful as we could and should be. But in this day, we reflect on the wonders of the world. We gain a deeper comprehension of what it means to be truly grateful for all that there is. Imagine what it would be like to be totally and completely immersed in thoughts and feelings of gratitude. Your self-talk on Shabbos should reflect the ultimate in serenity and gratitude. If certain thoughts take away your inner feelings of serenity, bring your mind back to remember what complete serenity is like. And if thoughts inconsistent with gratitude come up, bring your mind back to complete gratitude. The ability to remain serene and grateful all Shabbos takes time to develop. It is unrealistic to expect a shortcut to such mental mastery. A person who is upset with himself for not being serene and grateful will create unpleasant feelings that are inconsistent with the lofty thoughts and feelings that are an integral part of Shabbos. Anxiety and worry are totally counterproductive. So when your mind wanders, as it will inevitably do, calmly and serenely bring it back to the present moment of serenity and gratitude. Does this mean that we should be especially careful not to become angry on Shabbos? Yes, it does. Does this mean that we should be especially careful not to let our minds focus on worrisome thoughts on Shabbos? Yes, it does. Does this mean that we should be especially careful on Shabbos not to worry about how we're going to manage financially when Shabbos is over? Yes, it does. Tomorrow we can make plans to earn the money we need, but today, total and complete inner peace. Be calm about being calm on Shabbos. Be calm about being grateful on Shabbos. Look at this attitude as a skill that you constantly want to build and master. Mentally celebrate your successes.